Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Daytime After Dark. And this morning we are interviewing Michael Corbett. God, I hope I Corbett. Hope I really say his name right. That would be disastrous. Very disastrous. I'm waiting for him to call in. And I guess while I'm waiting, and also, I just want to say that it's going to be a great show, and I'm so excited because Michael Corbett is here. Oh my God, what if I say his name wrong? Okay, forget it. He can kill me on air. And he's been on Extra, and also Young and the Restless, David Kimball. And also, he's been on the Venice series, the Star Trek Next Generation. And also, he appears on Real Estate Expert TV Show, and also The View, Good Day Live, Today, CNN. All of those, and he is producing one of my favorite shows, The Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry. So, welcome, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, it was so funny getting your text yesterday because you freaked me out. I saw it.
I had the wrong day. I thought it was yesterday. So I'm glad I was wrong.
I'm thinking, no, we said Thursday, and then you made me question what day it was, like the whole day. I'm like, okay, maybe Michael was right. Maybe it is Thursday. So, yes. But I am so excited to have you on because, number one, I love David Kimball on Y&R. And you were so sexy on that. I mean, you're still sexy. Come on, Michael, you are. And you were really good on that. And you've been on good everywhere. You've been testing, you know, every show you've been on. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, being on Young and the Restless, playing that character, David, was so much fun because I got to be, I was always pretending to be so nice and yet I was really so bad. And
you
I got to
evil.
Sleep with lots of people. As an actor, you never think of yourself, your character as evil. You always think, oh, poor guy, he's just misunderstood. But he was a great fun character to play because he was just always manipulating and conniving. And I got to work with some really wonderful people on that show for many years.
Oh, yeah. You were great. And I don't know if you were on the same time as my friend Zay Eddie Peck. He's been on Y&R. And Christoph, you probably was on about the same time as Christoph, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Christoph and I were on at the same time. Eddie was...
Okay.
Eddie and I never worked together on the show, but Christoph and I did.
Okay, well, you know, you're lucky you were working with my TV husband, Christoph. Well, they're both my TV husband, so, you know, it's really nice. But you were evil and scary sometimes, but then you had this nice side. And I wish they kept you longer on there because I really thought, you know, you were incredible about it. And I didn't when you left, I was mad at Y&R for a while. I was.
Well, you know, the nice thing about that, the nice thing about Young and the Restless and that character is they've actually, the discussion has come up numerous times about David coming back, because if you remember, fell into a trash compactor, but, you know, they never found the body. So it's very possible that wasn't David that got smushed in the trash compactor. You know, he's very smart.
I remember that. And after that, I didn't want to go near my trash compactor because that scared me. But I just thought it was a great way to supposedly die. And I don't think David's dead either. So, Ryan, if you're listening to me like you've been, bring him back. He would love to do it. And
I'd love to go back and cause some trouble.
Yeah, we need more trouble. You know, come on. Go back and cause trouble for Victor Newman. That would be, you know, really good. You know, cause trouble between the Abbots and the Newmans. That would be really good. That would be really cool. And I love all your real estate stuff. I read, you know, Find and Fix It and Flip It, even though, you know, I'm probably never going to do that, but I found it very interesting because, you know, I think that's a really good thing. Find a house, flip it, and then, you know, you can make millions off the house in my little head. And so I just think that's a really cool concept.
Yeah, I was always very interested in real estate, and all the time I was on Ryan's Hope and then Search for Tomorrow and then Young and the Restless, I was always buying and selling and flipping houses. So that's why I wrote a book about it.
Well, it's so funny because on your information page, it doesn't have the other two soaps you were on. I mean, it does for The Search for Tomorrow. But it doesn't for the other one, just so you know. I was on Wikipedia. I was just, you know, looking for more information because that's what I do. I do that a lot. But I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are you are producing Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry. It's one of my favorite TV shows. I will, you know, I know I will get crap about reality shows, but I don't care. I love it. When is the next season starting?
Well, we just finished up season 4. So yes, I created and then I'm executive producer of Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry, which has, we've been on E! Now for 4 seasons and really successful. And then we also, produce his live tour. Where are you in the country? Where do you live?
I live in Seattle.
Oh, well, he's going to be in Seattle in January. So I'm going to officially invite you to come to the show as my guest.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah,
so
I love that.
I'll get you information. He's going to be in Seattle. I think we're already sold out. He's going to be in Toppenish and then also at a theater right in Seattle. So I'll get you the information. But yeah, he's on a live tour all around the country, and he's really amazing. And the show's been fantastic, and I've been enjoying producing television as well as being in front of the camera.
Yeah, I think you hit the jackpot with that show because it's so, you know, really good. I never miss it. You know, I TiVo it, I watch it on the weekends, and when it's not on, like, I bug people. I'm like, when are you coming back? And it's like, okay, now I have to wait and wait and wait. And so I saw you a picture with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but you don't do that show either. I mean, do you help on that or no?
No, I don't. Everybody's got sort of their individual shows at the E! Network, and so I produce just the Hollywood medium over there, but then I'm also a producer and a host on Extra over at Warner Brothers on Fox now.
Yeah, it's on Fox. Actually, here it's still on NBC. It's weird.
Well, we just, you know what, we just moved from NBC to Fox about 2 months ago.
Okay, because here
so now we're on a new network.
Yeah, so how is that going? And why did you guys move from the network? And, you know, how is it, you know, going with that?
You know, it's great. I've been on the show now since I left Young and the Restless. And I get to travel all around the world, and I do all the fun things like going to the best places in the world and doing segments about Bora Bora or Australia or Japan, and it's great. I do all the travel for the show, and it's a great thing for me because I get to travel all over the world and I get to report on it. So I love it. It's really fun. And now we're on Fox. I think nationally we're probably like 7 o'clock or 7:30 during the week, and then on the weekends, all different times on the weekend.
So, did you bring in new hosts for the new Extra? Oh, is it the same people that was on Extra before?
Yeah, Mario's no longer on the show. Of the hosts, yeah, myself and a girl named Renee Barge are the only two that remained from the NBC version, and now we're on the Fox version. And Billy Bush is now the host, the main host.
I love Renee, by the way. So if you want to tell me Renee, come on here. She's more than welcome. I just love her. I think she is funny, and you guys have the chemistry. And I just want to say,
she's lovely.
You guys did, sorry to interrupt, but you guys did such a great job covering when Kristoff died. You guys, I felt like the only entertainment outlet really to cover the story really good. And I just want to thank you for that, because I felt like the others, not that I'm putting the others down, but you guys did such a great job getting Eric on and just really talking about it. And I just think it was a wonderful way to do it, you know, especially for the soap community that needed that.
Yeah, we wanted to be very supportive of that. And also because I'm a Young and the Restless alumni, especially, you know, that was really important that we did it. So I'm glad. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, and I mean, all your stories are really good and informative. And I just feel like Extra, you can go there and you can find out what's really going on. And since you're out in California, how are the fires? Are you guys affected right now with the fires right now, or no?
Well, yeah, no. The fires are still going on. It's pretty bad. My house is okay. I'm in a part of town where there's no fires, but a lot of us, even at Extra, a lot of people couldn't get into work because a lot of freeways are blocked, and it's pretty crazy seeing these fires sort of pop up everywhere around, but so far, everybody's safe.
Wow. I just think it's, my hearts go out to everyone there because, you know, last year you guys got the fires and now you're getting them again. And, you know, when I watched it, I'm like, okay, there goes my dream of moving to California in flames because I don't want fires every 2 years. But before I bring on the calls, I thought it was really cool that you bought your first house that was next to your grandmother's home in New Jersey. I thought that was really cool when I was reading about that. I thought, you know, that was really good, a really good, sweet thing. I thought it was, you know, really good.
Yeah, when I was on Ryan's Hope at the time, I was the first time I had, you know, I was probably 21, and I had made some money because I was on that soap opera, and I bought the house next door to my grandmother's, and I fixed it up and kind of made it, cleaned it all up, and that was long before people ever even knew what flipping a house was. And I put it back on the market, and I sold it, and I thought, oh, this is really fun. And then I continued doing that. I've been doing that for the next, you know, 25 years. So it's a really good start and a great way to go right next to my grandma's.
I think flipping a house would be so cool. I mean, except for the labor part, I would not want to do. But designing a house, I would love to do, but flipping the house, and, well, I would love to take a sledgehammer and just do the demolition of it. I think that probably
yeah,
really
that's
cool. You could get your anger out on everyone you ever knew and do it that way. So, yeah, and I better bring on callers because I know you have limited time. So let me bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hello. Hey, Carly. I just called in just a few minutes ago. I forgot, who's your guest so I can just say hi? Hello.
It's Michael Corbett.
Hey, Michael.
From Young and Restless.
Oh, Young and Restless. Oh, now I have a question. I may be late to the thing because I just called in. What was it like to actually get to know Christoph St. John before his death? And
you know, Christoph was a very sweet guy. You know, he was going through a lot of stuff, unfortunately, because of his son. But he was just a really genuinely nice, just a nice guy, really good actor, just a really wonderful person. So it's a shame when something like that happens to someone that you work with and was just genuinely a nice person. So it's very sad and it's hard to explain and hard to accept. But you know, he was going through what he was going through.
Yeah. I understand with all the stuff that he was going through and stuff that his family was going through as a result of that. But my thoughts and prayers are not only with the St. John's family on that, but also with you all in Southern California with all those wildfires going on right now. Because I was thinking about all the actors and other stars and athletes are out there, and knowing how they have helped out with the community, like LeBron James of the Lakers, how he helped out with the firefighters in the community, and former basketball star and former dancing star contestant Lamar Owen, and how he have helped out with the community and helped out with his former family, the Kardashians, with all that.
Right.
John
Cena just did a big charity thing for firefighters.
Yeah, I read that. And it's awfully nice that the athletes and the celebrities are getting involved. And I just wanted to say one more thing. I just hope that you can get back in the daytime anytime soon because it'd be great.
There's two things. One, I'd love to do. It'd be really fun to go back and do Young and the Restless. There's also was a rumor that another show that I was on called Zoe 101 is getting
that
a reboot.
Right, because I remember that show with Britney Spears' sister, Jamie, in there.
Yeah, and I was actually the dad on that show.
Yeah.
So
what was it like working with her?
It'd be super fun.
Right, what was it like working with Jamie, and did you ever get a chance to listen to her sister's music at the time?
Oh yeah, of course. Everybody, you know, everyone knew her sister's music. And Jamie Lynn was really she was very shy and quiet. She would come in, she'd do her work, kind of, you know, stay to herself. She was actually very, very sweet and very quiet. And on, I was playing, you know, the rich father on the show. So I got to boss the kids around a lot on the show as my character. So that'd be fun if we get to come back and continue that series as well.
Yeah, yeah, because I think one of the actors from the show went on to be Eden on Wild and Out for a while.
Yes, I think so.
Aaron Sanders, yeah.
Yes, but, yeah.
But let me go, and I just want to say to Carly, you have a good day, Carly, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Bobby.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, I'm bringing on David. Hey, David.
Oh, my God, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, I like you at David Kimball. You're one of my favorite bad guys. You were great at David Kimball.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. Yeah, he was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, when they called the word killer in your head, what was it like? Because they called the word killer in your head, doctor.
Oh, okay. What you're talking about is when I went to a plastic surgeon, when David went to a plastic surgeon and said he wanted to look like David Hasselhoff, and I went into the plastic surgery and I came out and he had carved the word killer into my forehead. That was pretty crazy. That was pretty wild. That was a lot of weird stuff to have to play because it was very emotional and very upsetting for poor David. But that was great. That was great stuff to be able to play.
Yeah, I agree. And what was that? What was it like to work with Trisha Cash, Nina?
Oh, Trisha, she's great. She was really fun to work with. She's a really good actress. It was really fun doing scenes with her because in all the scenes I was always lying to her. So it was just great to play all these scenes and just lie to her all day.
Yeah, awesome. I do watch you on Extra all the time. You're great on Extra. I do watch you on
Extra.
Thank
you.
So.
Oh, good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. That's a fun show for me.
Yeah, you do awesome. And Star Trek, what did I do Star Trek? The Next Generation, my dad's cat.
Oh,
Star
yeah.
Trek, what did I...
Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah.
That was really great. I played Dr. Rabal on that. And, I was able to work with some really, really good people on that show, on that series. And it's fun because I still get people reaching out all the time about Star Trek because it's such an incredibly iconic, famous series. So it was exciting being on Starship Enterprise.
yeah, I agree. Yeah, but I know you limited time, Edwin. Thank you for coming on, and thanks for my question.
Oh, my pleasure. You got it. Thank you.
Okay, David, I'm going to put you on hold. We would love to have you back. Maybe when the season starts with Hollywood Medium, because, Carly is counting down the days, and I will email you about the Tyler Henry thing, and you guys are actually at my favorite place, the Suquamish Casino, not that I gamble a lot, but I do. And Seattle People is going to be... January 30th. So I already looked it up while you were talking with David.
Oh, great.
So I will email you. And is there any late breaking news story you can tell us of the day that you guys are booking on for tonight?
So is there, say that again, is there any what?
Is there late-breaking news that you guys are working on tonight? Then you can tell the news, a little of it.
I'm trying to think of what's on the show tonight. I actually haven't been in the newsroom yet because I'm doing this interview with you. So I don't know who the big breaking news is going to be or what the story is going to be tonight.
I
so you're just gonna have to tune in to Extra.
What Ryan Reynolds and his wife had. I still want to know if it's a boy or a girl, and they haven't announced it. And so I've been waiting for you guys to announce it.
I'll send you an email.
Well, you don't. Okay, did you know or really don't know?
I'm not allowed to say anything.
I know. I was just trying to get information. But thank you. And please come back. We would really love to have you back on, Michael.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh my God. Hi, David.
Hello.
Oh my God, did you hear him inviting me to the top of Hamiso?
You lucky devil.
I'm not dreaming, am I?
No.
Okay, that's cool. How did I do with the interview?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you did good with your questions, too, just so you know. And it was a great interview, and we will be back. We won't be back on Friday because we just did two shows in a row. And then
we got to be doing next week. Monday back for Ryan.
We will be back with our friend Ron. And then this update on Maggie, she's doing well, she's sleeping. And and you did great with the interview. And are you gonna go see
Terminator? Tonight.
Okay, well, have a great day. We are going to end the show since someone abandoned us called Bobby. But, you know, we will be back on Wednesday, right? Or Tuesday.
The 5th. What you thinking? Tuesday, I think. It's the 5th.
Okay.
We're
happy Halloween, everyone. Be safe out there if your kids are going out. Just make sure they are going in well-lit areas. And, you know, since I'm a grown-up now, I figured something out, David. When we were growing up, our parents said them to look at the candy for safety reasons. It was not for safety reasons, people. It was for them to eat our candy. It was nothing to do with safety reasons.
That's so true.
Okay, so have a great day and take a little time to enjoy whatever you're doing.
Don't you tell me.
And Trump's going down this morning. Yay!
You and I'm definitely going to go down.
Going down. So have a great day, everyone. Go wash the soaps. David, go get caught up. And Wednesday, I want you a movie review on the Terminator or whatever it's called.
Tell me. I know. I'll be back. Tell me.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Morning. We will see you back on Wednesday, November 5th, or Tuesday. Okay, bye. Thank you again, Michael, for calling in. It made my year. Bye-bye.